The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
3 years ago today, I started this journey of sharing my train of thought with the world. I have nothing but solemn appreciation for each and every one of you who has come on this journey with me. Some of you since day one, episode one. Some of you hopped on at random milestones and intervals. And still, some of you are just only coming on board for the first time as I speak. Some of you believed in me from the word go. Some of you got the message later on. Whatever your timeline or your reason, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you pressed play. I'm glad you listened to what I had to say, day after day after day. Because without you, there is no podcast. I do this for me and for you. I put out episode after episode, week in, week out, for you. Whenever I get overwhelmed with life and I'm like, oh, I have to do this, I catch myself like, no, bro, you get to do this. It is an absolute blessing and honor that I have anything of value to say, let alone the opportunity to share it. But to have actual human beings who pay attention to my voice on a weekly basis, it's sweeter than mother's milk.
I'm glad you came.
Dear listener, you are listening to episode 166, marking the third anniversary of The Young God, a podcast for gods. Every episode is special to me, but this one is particularly special because it is a dedication. This one's for you, as in, for the first time, I am talking to you about you and what you mean to me. Usually, I talk to you about whatever topic catches my fancy, but this is about you. To you. Think of it as an open love letter. I'll be sharing memories and melodies that illustrate just what you mean to me. A heads up though, there will be tears. Whether it'll be yours or mine, time will tell. I will try to keep this short and sweet. So here goes. When it comes to this podcast, I have at least 20 flexes. But there are two major ones. The first is that people, whether they are fans of the show or not, now refer to themselves as gods, sometimes as young gods even. That wasn't always the case. When I first started referring to myself as a god all those years ago, it rubbed people the wrong way. It was always like, who the fuck do you think you are? Some of you, yes, you, thought it was shameless self-aggrandizement, overcompensation for a nagging insecurity. Then you listened. And you understood. Now it's like,
I get it. You are indeed a god. And I am one as well.
It's one of my biggest flexes. Because it's not beans to turn a skeptic into a believer. To have people see you the way you see yourself. Which leads me to my second major flex. I am immensely proud of the quality of people that this podcast attracts. It's a self-fulfilling dynamic. I speak about God shit, and it attracts gods. Shikena. You might think I'm exaggerating, but have you met you guys? Well, I have, and it warms my heart every time we interact, whether it's in the DMs or out in public. I absolutely love the quality of people this podcast attracts. You guys are some of the most wholesome, most intentional, most well-meaning, most positive people in the world. People of substance and depth, people who will one day inherit the earth. Allow me show my sincerest appreciation and gratitude for the love you show me. Because again, without you, there is no podcast.
I'm glad you came.
Here's a flex I didn't know I would ever come to cherish. I go to events, to parties, to places, and I run into people who recognize me solely by my voice. That is insane. Let's say I'm in a conversation with someone. I would get a tap on my back and the person would say,
The Young God?
I'm like, yeah. And then they gush.
Oh my my God, I listen to your podcast.
Just from hearing my voice in passing, are you fucking kidding me? And what's really cool is that on one of those occasions, my girl was with me and later she said,
if I didn't see this interaction for myself, I would never have believed. I would have thought you were capping.
It's the most wholesome thing. And I would listen intently as these total strangers would tell me the impact my podcast has had on their lives, how they listen, and how they apply the ideas. I've had fans on the show recommend that their bosses sponsor the podcast. And then they did. It's the audacity for me. That's God energy right there. My clients who listen to my podcast have the best reactions because they know how brilliant I am when it comes to creative work and solving problems. And they often tell me how they're not surprised by what they hear and who I am. That they can see the connection between my podcast and the work I do for them. They see how my creativity spills over in both aspects of my life. I think it makes them trust my point of view a little bit more. The understanding between client and consultant is strengthened in those moments. With my friends, it's a little bit different. Some talk about how my energy is more subdued in real life, but on the podcast, I'm out here dropping hot take after hot take. The difference in my personality can be jarring for some of them. One of my guys asked, is the young God your alter ego? Yo, I laughed that day. But yeah, something like that. Then there's the feedback you guys give me. Let me just say that there are levels to feedback. And they always seem to come at the right time. They come from the heart. They are both constructive and instructive. They show a real engagement with the content. You have no idea how much of the show has been altered as a result of some of the DMs and voice messages and phone conversations I've had with some of you. Let me read one that helped me understand my show in a way that I could never have done on my own. She wrote,
most times people think they know where they stand on an issue. And most times, it's the side that's convenient for them. When it comes to your podcast, it's not really about the listener agreeing with you or not. It's that you've unpacked the issue constructively for them, and now they know exactly where they stand on the issue. The conversation has been had. That's my biggest takeaway.
When I say I have the best audience, you'll think I'm capping. It's not all rosy, though. I've lost friends as a result of some of the things I've said and the stories I've told. Well, to be fair, it's just been one friend. But in losing that friend, I've made hundreds more. You win some, you lose some, as long as the outcome is income. And speaking of income, please support any of my sponsors you come across as you listen. I really should say this more often. They deserve all the love for taking a chance on this brave new medium that is podcasts. They literally put their money where my mouth is. They are part of the reason the podcast is able to keep going. They're part of this success. They deserve all the accolades. By supporting them, you support me and the podcast. That's a win, win, win. I have an announcement to make. To commemorate the third anniversary of The Young God, there will be a special Young God Experience event on the 18th of June at the Sync Hub Mabushi. How dope is that? The theme of the event is the empathy experiment, sharing stories and conversations that highlight the true power of empathy. I'll be collaborating with Joe of Bad Human Designs, so you know it's going to be something special. I can't wait for you to see and hear what we've got planned. If you missed last year's event, you definitely don't want to miss this one. It will be lit and unlike anything you've experienced in this city. I cannot wait to see you all. 18th of June at the Sync Hub Mabushi. Doors open at 6 p.m. Tickets are now on sale via the link in the description of this episode or any links on any of the social media pages. Come and be a part of the empathy experiment by The Young God. Here is another flex. My emotional intelligence has grown leaps and bounds as a result of thinking about my listener and thinking about my guests. For the past 3 years, I've had to make a conscious effort of considering my listeners and how they're going to consume my content. I'm thinking about length. I'm thinking about my tone of voice. I'm thinking about whether this idea I'm unpacking is ready for the public. Because not all thoughts need to be shared, right? Especially when the thought process is incomplete. I try to anticipate how you will receive it and make sure that my creative choices carry you along seamlessly. On the other hand, talking to guests has made me so good at reading social cues and subtle expressions. You know, body language and things. A lot goes on in my head when I'm having these conversations. For example, I'm gauging the mood of my guests, figuring out if they're tired or truly engaged. I'm carefully probing, trying to figure out where the boundaries are in order to get them to open up about things that they usually wouldn't be keen to get into. Making sure I play to their strengths and the things they know so they can really shine. And I know my job is done only if my guests leave the session feeling better about themselves. Because if they do, they automatically feel better about me and my podcast. It's that all-important goodwill, that euphoria, which means they are more likely to share the episode when it drops and maybe even come on the show a second time. As a result of this consistent show of empathy, I've been made privy to all kinds of information like you wouldn't believe. My guests have intimated all kinds of things to me in those private moments. The eventual podcast is juicy, but the things said before and after I hit record are some of the most wild, juicy revelations in my life, truly. I know so much. I love how an innocuous question leads to an avalanche of self-expression. Some of them get flustered when they realize how much they're revealing. They're not used to this level of honesty and safety. I just laugh in my head because I get it. It's amazing what people will say to an interested person. Or maybe it's me. Maybe it's the force of my personality. Maybe it's the brand, the reputation I've built over the years. Perhaps it's both. Time will tell. I have moments where I'm like, no way that just happened. A moment of unprecedented vulnerability. A moment of weakness. A tear. A fear. An admission of guilt. A character flaw. Their hopes and dreams. The most surprising thing for me is the instant trust my guests develop with me the moment we begin. They let me go where I want us to go. There's power in that. And I don't take it for granted.
I'm glad you came.
Thinking out loud, I'm probably not going to be the greatest podcaster ever when I'm done or when I'm gone, whichever comes first. But I will be the one that had the most original conversations just because, not because of me, but because you guys allow me to have those conversations. Look, in this super woke, super sensitive cancel culture era, it's a blessing to be able to be wrong and to be able to say things that are unpopular and to be able to not have the right answers and not have the press and marketing that guarantees success. There's something to be said about all of that. It's thanks to you, dear listener. Remember in the episode about the most powerful thing my therapist ever said to me, I introduced the word euphoria. That Greek word that means beautiful thinking, but also describes that feeling of receptivity and goodwill that exists between a speaker and his audience. That's what we have, and it's been 3 years in the making. It's what allows me to be me. It's what allows the young god to be the young god. The level of trust we have is on Steph Curry, and if you know who Steph Curry is, you know the magnitude of that trust. It doesn't mean that I make all of my shots. It means my intention is to make all of my shots. Is the trust in myself and the trust of the audience where we're in a relationship so I don't have to worry about being misunderstood. You know how I roll. You know I mean well. You know where I'm coming from and that allows me to take risks like even suggesting the thought of empathizing with a rapist. That is not something many people can dare utter on their platforms, but I can. And it's because there's trust. Trust that this is the conversation that we need to have. It won't always be pretty or pleasant, but it will always be godly.
I'm glad you came.
Let's take a moment to pause and breathe. Relieve the tension. Whatever you're doing, close your eyes, take a deep breath. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. One more time. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Let's resume. Some of you may or may not know this, but I received an award for this podcast late last year. I was very surprised when I got the news because I knew coming into this space 3 years ago that I should not expect any awards or recognition because this is not the kind of content people think of when they nominate for awards. I knew I was really going to have to pat myself on the back and keep myself encouraged, regardless of the response. And I hope you can take that lesson for yourself as you go about your own journey of self-expression and self-discovery. Don't wait for society's kiss on your forehead to do what you have to do. My final shout out goes to the podcasters who take inspiration from my style. You chose the right one. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat, a wise man once said. I've copied others. That's how you build. That's how you grow. And before you know it, you'll be confident enough to develop your own style. Or maybe even improve on my design. On the real though, I'm not in competition with anyone. I have no peers or predecessors. No other podcast is able to touch these many aspects of culture with such prolificacy. That said, I do have immense respect for anyone that decides to start and commit to a podcast, or any creative endeavor, or anything that is hard. It's not for the faint of heart, so love must be shown to every practitioner, every creator, every god. And dear podcaster, I'm always open to lend my support anywhere I can. Feel free to reach out. And I know I said I was going to keep this under 10 minutes. Jeez, it's been like 20, goddamn. But I guess it's going to take more than 10 minutes to unpack 3 years of beautiful encounters, unprecedented impact, and incredible growth. And guys, it's the growth for me, for both you and I. Doing this podcast has made me a better person, and listening to this podcast has made you a better person too. If that isn't God, I don't know what is. Who knows where this leads in another 3 years, but as of right now, I am so unbelievably glad you came on this train. Just be ready to come when I take this show on the road and beyond. Yes, we're touring soon. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see this amazing audience that I have, nurtured thus far in physical spaces and vibe and just have a damn good time. Because if there's anything, I know I talk a lot of deep stuff, but man, I'm fun, I'm social, and I bring the heat and the lightning. Don't play with me. So yeah, if you think these past 3 years are something, you ain't seen nothing yet. With all my love, from the bottom of my heart, Rodney.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
And by the way, this is the Young God.